If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, the footnotes. Now it's time for you guys to ask us anything. Oh God. James.
Yeah, we put a call out on social media for questions and we've had over five. So this is going to be amazing.
Is this an AMA?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you remember we did an AMA once and we didn't really know how it worked and we fucked it right up?
Yeah, this is an AUA.
It's an AUA. Ask us anything.
Very good. You both looked really pleased with yourselves with that one. Can I just get one out of the way just to kick us off?
Oh yeah, sure.
Are we sure Belinda isn't pregnant? We followed her daily life for months now, and not once has she had a period. That's Ella.
Well, Ella, I don't think that Dad's going to be writing about her menstrual cycle, but, you know, maybe something for book eight.
No, but you always say, like, when people complain about Belinda going to the toilet and things like that, it's like, why? Of course he wouldn't write these things.
Harry Potter doesn't go to the toilet either, but no one's, like, calling up J.K. Rowling being like, excuse me, he hasn't had a poo in ages.
You don't know that. She might be getting lots of mail about that.
She might be screening all of them. Well, we're going to do the same.
Lisa says, I actually want to know more about you three. What do you do for a living?
Oh. Does she really?
She says, has My Dad Wrote a Porno changed your daily life in any way?
Well, that's not the same question.
It's two very different questions.
Well, James, you're a very successful TV producer.
I'm a TV producer.
BAFTA nominated.
BAFTA nominated. Just put my certificate up on the wall.
Bless you with your certificate. It doesn't say your name on it. It says production team.
Yeah, he stole that from work. Yeah, Alice, you do many things, Al. You're like a Renaissance woman.
Right, sure. Well, I'm like a TV radio person, really.
You're a polymath pain in the ass.
Aren't you like a designer as well or something?
Have I written that on my CV? If it says it on my CV, yeah, I am, yeah. Or if people are looking for them, I'll do it, yeah. And Jamie, you're, not only do you edit this podcast, which people will be surprised to hear that we edit it.
I know, yeah. It just sounds like ramblings in the dark, but yes, I do edit it.
Time's actually been spent on that. You're also a director. Do you have one of those chairs?
A director? I don't, but maybe you could get me one for Christmas.
Oh my God, that'd be nice. Can I actually talk about my proudest career achievement?
We know, you got nominated for a BAFTA, geez.
No, better than that. I created Barriende.
Okay. Number one, not even saying it right. Number two, you didn't even know you created it, so how can you say you created it?
Okay, so Barriende is this meme that's been doing the rounds for years of Jesse from Little Mix doing a Jamaican accent, and I am the reason it exists.
What do you mean you are the reason? Like, you have voice box or something?
So I was a producer at a job where we were doing a YouTube channel where we interviewed celebrities, and someone emailed us, like, Little Mix are coming in an hour, do something with them. And it was around the time, like, accent challenges were big on YouTube, where you'd, like, do an accent and you had to guess what it was.
That was a heyday, wasn't it?
And they'd pull out different accents and have to emulate them. So Jesse pulls out Jamaican and then just makes this really bizarre noise. She goes, Barriende, like that. Didn't think anymore. And then does a Jamaican accent. So she does do a Jamaican. That wasn't her. I don't know if she was like warming up to do a Jamaican accent or something.
Oh, maybe.
Like,
she claims it's a noise that Little Mix make to each other when they're thinking.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
well,
come
for
on.
A start, they don't think. No, I'm joking. They're lovely girls.
Anyway, we put it in the video, like, really not thinking much of it. And then it just became, like, shared everywhere.
Yeah.
We say it at work a lot. Barriende.
Barriende. What do you say?
Barriende.
Barriende. Barriende. So, yeah, I created Barriende.
You didn't create it.
I created Barriende.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I was in a lot of trouble when it became what it became.
So, as you can see, we've all touched the zeitgeist in our own ways.
Barriende.
Craig Smith wants to know, the podcast is obviously based on Jamie's dad's penchant for writing, but if it was a podcast about James and Alice's parents' hobbies, what would they be and what would it be about?
That's quite easy for me, I think, because, you know, my mum is she's a keen allotmenteer.
Yes.
So I think it would probably be a gardening podcast. She grows all the marrows, all the aubergines. She's got a kind of lovely, sultry Scottish accent. So yeah, I think that she could do quite a nice gardening one.
She should do that.
As I was saying it, I was like, please don't do this without me. Somehow can I be a producer on it? Thanks. What would my dad do?
What's he play, tennis or squash?
Yeah, he does play tennis.
Yeah.
And he's a huge Chelsea football fan. Can those two things marry somehow?
Maybe a sports podcast.
There we go,
Alice.
Sports. I knew there was a word for it.
James. Nigel's could be how to make saurine.
Yeah, eating copious amounts of saurine. Or he does love a cross stitch. He loves sewing.
What?
He once sewed an F1 car, which I think he's had mounted on the wall. My parents
life
are big
size.
F1 fans. Not a life size. One of those circle things that you stitch.
That's cool.
He liked that. My mum, what does my mum like doing? Playing on the iPad? Candy Crush on the iPad?
Oh, so could she do a kind of twitching, sort of iPad twitching podcast? So she's like, she's doing one about watching other people on iPads too.
Oh, Twitch. It's not twitching. It's Twitch.
Oh, was that? Oh, was, am I like talking about the bird watching? Okay. Twitch.
Oh, she could set up a Candy Crush Twitch. Yeah, she could make a fortune.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, when this all wraps up, at least we've got avenues to explore. My mum had an allotment. My mum played Candy Crush. My stepdad did a needlepoint.
I've got one here that says, are Jamie and Alice dating?
Out of the bag.
We are busted.
Is it that obvious?
I wouldn't say dating, just bumping uglies. Oh, hot.
That's really not pleasant. Haw.
They cannot keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be that compatible, would we?
I think we'd have a very fiery relationship. Yeah. Very passionate. The highs would be high, the lows would be low.
Some days we don't speak.
But my God, the kissing would be bitey. Oh my God, how much would I have to pay you to kiss me?
It's too weird. You're like one of my sisters now.
It's utterly odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
But James, you wouldn't have to pay me a penny.
There's not enough money in the world.
I think round this table, most likely to kiss, Jamie and James.
Give me a little kiss.
Vera wants just to be reminded of something. She says, Jamie mentioned at some point that he knows someone who has an expression to describe a shit degree. Something about a left toe? What was it? Vera, I will tell you. It is a degree in cake icing and Morris dancing from the University of Your Left Toe Name.
I love that. I still use that.
Big shout out to my mum's friend Jane for that one. Brilliant.
Someone said, not a question, just wanted to say hi from a smug swing dancer.
Oh,
we mentioned that earlier in the series.
Well, you did.
So smug.
Honestly, so smug. Hello to you, Katie.
Des Martin's support group has asked, what's your fave juz abbreve of Rocky Flintstone on Twitter?
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is your dad's preferred reply structure, which is just, J-U-S, apostrophe, plus a verb, like just saying, or like a just doing.
I have two. He was once talking about, I think someone asked what his favourite meal was or something, and he said, turkey sandwich, just chomping.
Oh, yes! That was a good one.
Which is a good one. And then someone asked him if he was ever drunk when he wrote the books, and he just said, just hicking.
Yeah. I love him.
That's great.
Sarah wants to know, how did you three meet?
Yeah, I've seen that a few times.
That's
actually
a good one. Well, we all met at university, the University of Leeds.
Yes. At different times. I met you both separately, and then we kind of somehow all became...
And then we met through you, I think.
Yeah. You brought us all together.
Me? I'm
the connective tissue.
Well, I met Jamie at a Halloween party.
Yes, you did. James hated me the first time we met.
No. I didn't hate you.
Yes, you did.
But Jamie
actively despised me.
How do you actively despise someone?
I don't know, but he did.
No, Jamie was just like at this party being like, it was around Freshers Week. We're all quite new to university.
On,
and Jamie was just being really funny and everyone loved Jamie. And I was just like, who's this guy? He's a bit mouthy. He's a bit...
full of it.
Full of himself. And then we ended up walking home together.
Yeah, really, really
romantic.
Early in the morning. I was so
Was your
so
blazer draped over James's shoulders?
It was the most special night of my life.
I didn't know that he was gay at the time, actually.
Neither did he. He just liked cuddling boys.
It came up on me all of a sudden.
But actually, there's a weird thing about the first time that we met, because, I'm not proud of this, actually, but...
You are?
I'm actually not. The night that we walked home...
Are we so proud of this? I just remembered all
there
this.
Was a kind of like a pile of road paint on the pavement, which had been spilled by someone. Yeah.
Road paint, yeah.
And I was like, oh, we should... I was really shit-faced. I was like, we should like write our names on the pavement so that, you know, we'll always remember this night or something.
And I was like, who's this fucking maverick?
And so I like got like a takeaway leaflet and like dipped it in this paint and just wrote Jamie on the pavement in Leeds outside the Parkinson building, which is quite a big landmark in the city. And then I went to write James's name underneath and I got as far as the little J and he was like, I think our names are similar enough, actually, and just pushed me into the road.
James, you're such a goody two-shoes. Did you not want to be there for time in memoriam?
Well, I mean, it's not wise, is it, to graffiti with your own name?
No, probably not. But I do have photographic evidence of the actual art installation.
And has it endured for as long as the friendship?
No, it's long gone now, I think it's disappeared.
Sorry, absolutely. The friendship or the writing?
Both.
Okay, both.
Oh, that's quite sad.
Yeah, it's all gone. Sorry about that. So... get over it. And then I met Alice on a bus once. You were friends with my friend.
Well, you were friends with my friend.
Right, sure. And Alice was like really funny. And I was like, oh, she's funny.
Sounds about right. Embarrassed.
Whipping about something or other. And then didn't really think much more of it. And then I bumped into her one day.
And he fell in love with me.
And then we kind of got to know each other. And you thought we were dating for a while.
No, I didn't. I did think that for a little bit. But that is because you gave me all the signals.
There was one night I was in my flat and I got a text from Alice saying, oh, can I come over and borrow a DVD? I was basically...
Which was a ruse. I mean, it was all a ruse.
I was a Blockbuster back then. Like, everyone used to come and borrow my DVDs and stuff like that.
Put on my best chapstick and wandered over there.
So I opened the door and it's Alice. I thought it was an Alice in my building who had frequently borrowed DVDs from me.
And was much cooler than me. And he was really excited to lend it to her. And then he actually opened the door and went, oh, it's you.
What was the DVD out of interest?
Garden State.
Oh, God, that is so 2005.
Did I ever give it back?
Yeah, you think you did. I think I've still got it in my collection to this day. You can borrow it whenever you like.
It was the last DVD I ever returned. Mm. You weren't very happy. But then, to be fair, we did forge a friendship and some of the best dates I've ever been on. We watched Titanic together one
did.
Night,
that
and
about
many
nice.
Nights. Yeah, we were inseparable romantically.
And then I guess we just kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember meeting you.
No, I don't remember.
No.
Which one are you again?
Forgettable. And the one whose dad wrote a porno.
Oh, yeah. People talk about you a lot, yeah. I think we met end of first year.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I can't really maybe. Remember you not being there. It's not that I don't remember meeting you. It's that I don't remember not knowing you.
Yeah. I feel similar. Yeah.
Shut up.
Whatever. Gareth has asked, when did the singing start on the podcast and how soon can it be stopped?
Gareth, you sassy little minx. Well, actually, I have always enjoyed singing.
No probably, one has enjoyed hearing you, but
you've probably noticed that my voice is actually, I think, got more sultry with age. Right. As the podcast has progressed, I feel like it's kind of more textured than ever.
Does sultry mean bad? Is it another word for bad?
Tone deaf, yeah.
Tone deaf? Yes.
Ow.
You guys are out of your minds.
I can't sing either, I will admit.
James thinks he can sing, but can't. As flat as you like. Are you joking me?
Oh, can't I? No, I should stop singing. That he. What did he say? He hates the singing.
Yeah, it got quite a few likes as well.
I actually think that Gareth is talking about you, James.
Okay, no more singing then. Screw you lot.
I have a question from Katie, and this has come up quite a lot, actually. I've seen this question bobbing around. Does anyone know what happened to Belinda's fledgling used knickers business? Genuinely think she was onto something.
She was onto something, I think. Well, I think maybe they were just favours. You know, I think they were just kind of, she was currying favour with favours.
Oh, okay, so it was a one-off. It was a little kind of memento,
remember
keepsake.
Remember me, you know, keep them sweet. Make sure that she's kind of greasing those business contacts.
So we might not see that reappear.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one, Katie.
A lot of people... Can we just kibosh this now? Like, a lot of people asking similar questions like, has Rocky's writing influenced your sexual behaviour in any way? No.
Yeah.
Of course not. What are you on about?
Has it to anyone?
If we tracked it, would we say generally as a three having more or less sex since the reading of the books? Now I think about it.
More but worse.
Yeah, more but worse. No.
Ryan has said, this is a question for you, James, actually. When Spooner was introduced, we got our first potentially bisexual character. And even though it's probably not going to happen, if you could choose two male characters from the books that could have an affair, who would they be?
Oh, excellent question.
Ryan.
I'm so glad you asked this. I guess it would have to be Marco Arrigo.
I knew you were going to say
yeah,
that.
I knew it as well. Should we guess who the other one would be?
I'm going to say the youngish man.
Oh, I was going to say Butch the Sunburnt Kid.
Oh.
He's a twunk.
No, Peter Rouse.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I think they're both good-looking guys.
Right. Peter Rouse has got what I like to think of as like a really good dad bod.
No, wasn't he described as having like a six-pack or something?
But he's older, isn't he?
The thing is, I always imagine all the men as dumpy, like, balls.
Right.
But I think recently I've tried to get past that and actually go with what Rocky's actually described. And yeah, Peter Rouse had a six-pack.
Yeah.
Marco Rodriguez,
sexy,
gorgeous, hasn't he?
Had that voice that was so well received.
Everyone fancies Rodriguez.
Yeah, Hayley Atwell said that she quite liked Rodriguez.
Yeah, those two, Rodriguez and Rouse.
Okay, good choices.
I find that very arousing.
Alice, I have one for you from Vicky.
Mm.
Does Alice like anal and why?
It's such a good question.
Which I'm assuming you're not going to answer. So next
my answer
question.
Is fourfold.
And why? That got me.
Yeah, it was the why that I found so funny about it.
Like a blind date question.
Yeah, exactly. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Let's have a recap from our Graham.
Steve wants to know, is it time for Belinda Blink the musical?
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, I think.
I think so. Alice as all of the characters.
Oh my God, I'd love to make it into a musical.
Yeah, I think we have to at some point.
Imagine the stuff you could write songs about.
Mm.
Pots and pans rhymes with so much.
It does.
Couscous evaporators.
10 points if you can rhyme that with something good.
The Duchess could do like a big ballady number about dildos or something like that.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be nice, wouldn't it?
Dildos. That's what I got so far.
We'll workshop that. That's a good start though.
Good.
So Duffy, not sure if this is the songstress, but Duffy wants to know, questions for Alice Levine and James Cooper. Have your parents met Rocky Flintstone? And if so, what do they talk about?
I don't know if they have, actually.
My parents have met Rocky.
Yeah, my parents love your parents, actually.
My parents love your parents.
Well, that's good you're getting married then, isn't it?
I guess they'll see each other on the big day.
How have your parents never met mine? That's
surely
insanity.
At a show, because sometimes the Flintstones come to a live show.
But they've never been at the same show, I don't think.
On purpose?
Oh, no. One of our early ones, they must have been in the same room.
But we used to live with each other for years. Like, How had they never met? That's mad.
Have they met?
I don't know. Fuck. Let's rectify that.
Shall we? Should we have a little...
Should we have like a big Christmas, all of our parents...
Everyone's
like,
family
everyone.
Around the table.
Oh my goodness. We can absolutely try it. I mean, your family will be taking up half the table. There's so many Flintstones.
Gabriel says, will you please admit, Jamie, that Rocky Flintstone knows about anal play? Michelle says, will you please say it as well? Alyssa says, just say it, Jamie. Johnny says, say my dad is an expert in anal play and that's why I don't have 17 siblings. Karen says, just say it. Eric says, say it. Penny says, say it.
John Massey's asked.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Hang on, what are you asking me to say?
My dad is an expert in anal play.
Well, for a start, he's not an expert in anything.
Sorry, so, just say, for starters, he's not an expert in anal play, and then we've got all the words we need.
Look, I just don't think I need to say it. I think his writing really says it all.
Speaks for itself.
So you're saying he is an expert in anal play?
No, have you read the books?
Just say it.
We're not going to have this fight every week.
Craigie has a question. Do you worry that Rocky might get too big for his boots and hire a replacement cast for his readings?
Oh, he'd want to. He'd love it.
Who do you think he'd fire first?
Me.
No.
You're essential to the title.
Yeah, I think
I've got
me.
Three sisters.
No, I think me.
No.
Someone once told me I'm the Michelle of the podcast.
That is... What does that mean? Sorry.
Well, you're Beyonce because it can't happen without you.
Oh, great.
I'm Kelly Rowland.
She's Kelly Rowland because...
Oh, this is Destiny's Child.
Yeah, because she's such a funny woman. And I'm Michelle because I'm surplus to requirements.
James, we all love you. You're the most popular one,
And also, she does have a number one gospel album.
Does she?
Yeah. But Jamie...
I say that like it's... Yeah. Like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm impressed. I'm saying, like, don't scoff.
He's been BAFTA nominated.
Oh, that's true.
He's a whole production team.
The Michelle of... the podcast.
But wait, it definitely would be me because Jamie, as we've just established, you're in the title. Mm. James, you're the favourite even more than Jamie. Yeah. You're the son that
Rocky was deciding,
never had.
Right, yeah.
And he thinks I'm a troublemaker.
And he isn't wrong.
He'd get rid of me in an instant. If I wasn't a girl, I'd be out on my arse.
Oh, God.
Well, that was a bit of a comprehensive overview. I think that's enough now, yeah?
I think it's too much.
They were really good, though. They were fun.
Thanks for the question. Sorry if we didn't get round to yours.
Yeah, we should do this again, actually.
We should leave them wanting more, which was about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.